VeggieTales creator Phil Vischer has just rolled out the Laugh and Learn Bible for Kids. This is Phil Vischer's first ever storybook Bible. Laugh and Learn Bible editor Jess Wolstenholm joins us with more information. Good morning, Jess, and thanks for joining us on the Kids Cookie Break.
Good morning. It's so good to be with y'all today.
We have to ask you, what is your favorite cookie before we go any farther? Kids really want to know. This is the Cookie Break.
Oh. Goodness. Well, I love a good chocolate chip cookie. And, you know, my 11-year-old daughter has just really gotten into baking, and she makes the best chocolate chip cookie, in my opinion. So hers would have
awesome.
To be my favorite.
Oh, yeah. And they're probably best right out of the oven, too.
Yes, yes, yes. Love
Fun.
Them warm.
Well, I am so excited about this Laugh and Learn Bible. I was checking out the Bible at laughandlearn.com, and I'm really excited. I wish this was around when I was a kid. So can you share?
Me too.
Yeah. So can you talk to our Kids Cookie Break audience how this Bible for kids is different than maybe some of the other Bibles that are out there?
Yeah. Well, you know, first and foremost, because it's Mr. Phil Vischer, our, you know, the creator of VeggieTales, who is so fun and so whimsical, we have his amazing way of telling stories. And he just has a gift for taking these big Bible concepts and making them funny and lighthearted when, you know, a lot of the Bible is pretty serious. So he's got a great way of doing that. And then he has a gift for weaving the gospel throughout. So from Genesis to Revelation, you know, kids can understand how the world came to be and creation and sin and then our need for a Savior and then the promise of Jesus and the arrival of Jesus. He goes all the way through to Revelation, which is not something that's normally covered in a children's Bible, but he has a wonderful way of teaching kids how the story ends. This Bible is all about God's big story, and it really helps kids find their place in it. We have a lot of extra content in the Bible, like introductions to each Bible section that will help kids understand how that section of the Bible fits into the big Bible narrative. We have some other content that just really helps the Bible come alive. There's colorful maps and charts and different things to really make it engaging for kids.
Yeah, no doubt. It is so colorful. I love the illustrations. And I love, like you said, a lot of the extras that are in this Bible. And I also think it's great because you've really designed this as a family Bible study experience. I mean, families can,
yes,
can learn and pray together, talk, and they can do the Bible
right
in a year.
Yes, we did that on purpose. 52 stories. There's so many more stories in the Bible, but Phil was able to hit all of the, you know, all of the most favorite stories that kids have, like David and Goliath and Jonah and the whale. We hit all those stories, but we also covered books like the Book of Leviticus. That's not something that you usually see in a storybook Bible, but we talk about God's laws, and he does it in a really funny and applicable way. And so, yes, we're able to, you know, take kids on the whole journey there in a year, 52 stories. You can read one a week, so it's not daunting. It's very doable to find, you know, 5 or 10 minutes in a week for families to sit together. Each story has a family connection at the end, so we have some talking points, some extra fun facts. Phil does something called Tricky Bits, where he talks about things like baptism and the Holy Spirit, and we talk about what that is in ways that kids can understand.
So do you have a favorite story in this particular Bible that you just love because of the way the story is brought to life?
Well, it's hard to pick one because there's so many favorites. But I'd have to say Esther, the story of Esther is my favorite Bible story. Of course, being a woman, I love seeing women highlighted in the Bible. And we actually have a whole spread on women of the Bible so that boys and girls can kind of identify and kind of see these super girls and their stories. But Esther is one that is covered fully in the Bible. And I love her story because it really teaches kids that God has, you know, created them for such a time as this. It helps them to think about, you know, why am I here? Why am I right here? where I am and what can I do for God in this place. So I think that's one of my favorites because I think kids can really identify with that.
I also noticed at the website there are many media forms of this particular Bible available. Of course, the printed book, but you have an audio book. It looks like Phil Vischer reads that audio book, an ebook as well.
He does.
Fun. Does he do any voices?
Well, you know, just in reading the stories, you know, you definitely get his kind of, his personality comes across for sure, and it makes it so fun to listen to. So, yeah, we definitely wanted to have the audio experience. And there is an ebook, and then we have a book for little ones, a toddler version of the Bible in board book form coming out in February. So that little ones that are part of the family can kind of have, there's 15 stories in that one, and they're shortened, of course, but that way they can have their own experience as well.
Where's the best place to go to get the book? Is it best to order online, or is it available in stores?
It is available in stores and online. If you go to laughandlearnbible.com, we list all of our retailers and links to those. You can buy it directly at shop.jellytelly.com. You can buy it on Amazon or wherever you buy the books you love. It's available there.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for stopping by the Kids Cookie Break. This has been fun, and we are very excited. And we now know your favorite cookie, which is very important.
Yeah, now I need to go find some.
That's so true. And hey, can you answer this question? I understand there might be some new VeggieTales in the works.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so Phil has been working all year, and I'm not really involved with it. Because he's working on this with TBN, but he is working on 18 new episodes of VeggieTales, including a Christmas special, and they're supposed to launch this fall, so be on the lookout for that. They're supposed to be really great, and again, very Bible-focused, because Phil is very passionate about teaching kids the Bible, and so he's been able to do that through the Laugh and Learn Bible, and of course, by bringing back VeggieTales.
Thank you so much, Jess. Jess is the Laugh and Learn Bible editor. And again, you can get more information and check it out, laughandlearnbible.com.